Podtecular episode 326, Requiem Awaits, for October 27th, 2012. Hello everyone, welcome back to Podtecular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dustorm.
I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And today we have two special guests on to talk about a recent video that came out, which I hope all of you guys have seen, because if not, you need to go see it right now, because it's freaking awesome. But this is going to be kind of a short show, targeted specifically to the video, because it's that freaking awesome, and I tweeted earlier today as of this recording, why does it not have a million views yet? Because it's that awesome. But here to talk about said video is Green Skull and Minolta 1034, directors, producers, writers for the song Requiem Awaits.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. So both of these gentlemen have been on here before. Green Skull has been on here multiple times. Jeff, I think this is your second time on the show. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm hitting the sophomore slump here. I hope I can live up to my first time when we talked about horses in the Olympics, I think, for like an hour.
It was one of those podcasts, wasn't it?
I think every one of these podcasts is one of those podcasts.
No, not quite. We've gotten a bit better with Halo 4 coming out. We've had to kind of crack the whip on a few things, but it's going pretty well.
Go on a few tangents, though.
Oh yeah,
you gotta admit.
Oh yeah, but look at the podcast now than from it was a year ago, and there's a big difference.
People like the tangents, kind of, as long as you just don't go off on a hour and a half long tangent about whatever.
Anybody else really like pasta?
You're good to go.
Oh, I could just eat it. Ugh.
Man, I love yogurt.
How about that spinach, guys?
Yeah, man.
No one likes spinach.
You know what
Pop,
I really
love? That Gangnam Style video? I'm sure
like
you did.
Watching paint dry is probably one of my favorite activities. It's like the paint is wet. And
underrated.
Then
it's an underrated
dry.
Activity.
It's
what's your favorite color of paint to watch dry?
Brown.
Personally, I like white.
Sweat paint, that's a good one too.
Yeah,
I find that the white, it's hard to see the transition between wet and dry.
That's the challenge.
My favorite is watching a fresh coat on like an existing wall. So like a white wall with white paint. So you don't even notice, but you're watching it.
Guys, my...
Well, you kind of can see the shade change as it's actually drying.
No, that's...
Take a picture before.
Just gets better and better.
After it before it dries, then take a picture after. And then compare the two.
Anyways, about that Halo.
Yes, about said Halo. Specifically about said video. What were you saying, Jeff?
Nothing. I was going to say, I just wanted to know if you guys had seen one of those paint drying montages. You know, they got like Breaking Benjamin music.
No MLG.
They got like Blow Me Away going on. Like,
it's so great. Good. Anyway.
Oh, man.
What they should be playing is Requiem Awaits, because that song is awesome.
Yes, yeah. It is. Which is what we're talking about. Do we have permission to put it in the show at the end?
No,
well, it's not fair use. You can only use up 20 seconds, and even then, they're going to get their lawyers after us. So
yep,
we're screwed.
Yep. That was a discussion we had pre-show, so it was kind of a joke.
Why don't we give you a live version?
A live version? You guys want to do a live version?
I don't know if this Skype delay.
How are we going to do a live version? What are we gonna do?
You're missing what some would argue is the best part of the song,
which is the chorus, Sarah Weaver.
Yes,
we'll get her over. Call her up.
Well, I mean, I've got a pretty feminine voice, so I think I
there
can.
There you go.
Hit us with it. Hit us with Save Cortana. Give me some of that.
I can't do it. I can't get my voice that low. I literally cannot do it unless you want to like hear screeches into my microphone. It'll sound like a bat is like right next to my microphone. Like, so, using echolocation. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Bats are always flying around my mic.
And you wouldn't want me to try it either.
No, I do want you to try it. That would actually make me very happy.
No. I'm sorry. Not happening.
No, it's got to happen. Somebody's got to do it. I mean, at this point, it is expected.
Just so you guys know, and just so everyone knows that it's out there, I definitely have a version of the song that has Green Skull singing the chorus.
Green Skull very, very roughly singing the chorus first take. It actually used to be both myself and Jeffrey.
Yes, but my take was even rougher, and that take just got disappeared right out of the internet, just gone. I don't know how that happened, but
it got lost in the series of tubes.
Yeah, there's
a tangle.
But I definitely have like 8 or 9 versions of Requiem Awaits through various mixes, and one of them.
You should do a club remix.
It's kind of already a
club remix.
Well, I mean, so for some songs out there already, you have a mix that's kind of like how the song is now, and then you have a club remix, which is where the instruments are a little bit different. It's a little bit longer version.
I want to do a dubstep mix. That's what I want. Right, Dan?
It's almost already dubstep, right? It's dubstep-ish.
Sounds like Claptrap's dubstep mixes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the actual song at the moment. So you guys released this about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And right now it has about 65,000 views, which is pretty nice. We need to work on getting that.
Frozen for like a day. It's really annoying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been stuck.
It's been stuck. I don't know what happened. So I'm hoping that like it updates and we have like 150,000. That's what I always hope.
Well, to be fair, the Minecraft video. I think it's just YouTube updating stuff because they updated sub. Like they're taking away subscribers. Lots of people losing subs because today the Minecraft video was stuck at 6,000 for like 2 days and then it just jumped up to like 20,000 or something. So.
Is Minecraft only 20,000?
Or 13,000, but Glacier did a big jump too. It like doubled overnight.
Holy wow! Great, Glacier's at 31,000.
Yeah, so there was just a big delay on YouTube. But anyways, what? Yes, 65,000. Yes, not bad.
So I guess the numbers are probably a little bit higher than that.
Yeah,
which is still really good. I honestly don't see how that video hasn't gotten more views because it's the lyrics in it are really well put together. You guys did a wonderful job with that. The beat and the music aspect of it is really nice. And then the female vocalist, Sarah Weaver, oh my goodness, she is talented. Very, very talented.
She is talented.
Yeah, she's a good job. Well, we were actually, we had that version of me with the chorus, and which was never, we never really intended to keep that. Again, it was more just to showcase, just to see what it was like to, and I also wanted to, because that when we had that first version with me singing it, I wanted to go home and start organizing the actual video.
Right. So I just wanted to have kind of a proof of concept, kind of the rough cut, exactly. So you could match things up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sarah was our. It was pretty much our first idea. We were like, you know, let's get someone to sing this, and right away we knew, like, we didn't even need to think that it's got to be a girl singing it. It's just, I know, it's very rap, right? It's very like Eminem and Rihanna kind of thing. Right away I knew Sarah sung. I didn't know how well she sang. To be honest, I knew because the only reason I knew she sang is because we were at a party one time. We were both a little drunk and we were doing like harmonies on like a Blink-182 song or something. And that's the only reason I remember that she could sing. So yeah, we called her like, hey, you interested? She's like, yeah, I'm totally game. So yeah, it turned out well.
Yeah. Well, we were actually when we originally came up with the concept, we didn't like, I mean, the genesis of this song, I mean, to tell the story is literally, it started with Dan, you writing lyrics right in class when you should have been paying attention.
The usual.
And
who doesn't do that in college? I mean, I did that in college.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's fair. But no, I was more saying just like this definitely wasn't something that was like super planned out, I guess, at the beginning. Because like honestly, what happened was I went over to Green's house, to Dan's house, to for a party or like a pre-party or some kind of thing, a lot of stuff like that goes on. I came over and literally he was just like, hey, come check this out. And so we went up to his room and we entire party like for the next 6 hours just up there listening to music and writing lyrics the entire time, which is pretty odd because usually we are down in the
usually we're like, screw this, man, I'm gonna go like screw gaming, we got some partying to do. But We knew we were onto something right there. We're like, we can't stop this creative process right now. So we just worked for hours and hours and hours just finalizing lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And then like originally when we wanted a girl to sing, we were thinking of actually my girlfriend because she and Dan have sung together on a lot of different stuff. And
should have called me up
for being in. Well, we really wanted to.
Just saying.
We didn't think We thought your voice was too beautiful was the issue. We were like
too velvety.
It was smoky.
I keep on telling Brent that he has a wonderful voice, and he keeps on denying it. I mean, I tell him that the people want more Brent.
It's distinct, but it's not great. It's not velvety. It's not the
golden
voice.
I disagree. But
it's kind of like how people describe like Steve Downes' voice is. I mean, I heard somebody say that it wasn't like great voice acting, but it was distinct. And I wanted to smack that person personally. It was on a major gaming journalism website. They don't call themselves gaming journalism, by the way. It was Giant Bomb. I was watching their Halo marathon for, was it Game Life or?
Extra Life.
Duh. But yeah, they said that Steve Downes' voice wasn't really that great. His voice acting wasn't fantastic, but he had a distinct voice. And at that point, I just wanted to smack like Patrick Klepek or Dave Snyder, whoever said it, in the face. I was like, you don't talk about Steve Downes that way. Steve Downes will come and like screw your shit up. He will find you and he will mess up your life.
With just his voice, though, that's the call you and just mess you up.
It's like you're messing with the wrong Spartan here, soldier.
You're messing with the wrong radio host, buddy. You know how many classic 70s rock songs I know about?
I'm gonna influence you through the power of the 70s.
70s were a powerful time.
Mm.
It's powerful.
I was not around then.
Clear water up in this. What's on blowing your mind?
Unfortunately, I was not
about that
then.
Is we were playing. People might not know this, but Green Skull is a pretty impressive drummer when it comes to the old rock band.
Really?
And yes, he is. He's got the skills of the Bills.
I'm surprised at one of these PAXes we haven't really gotten the Waypoint group together and done something like Rock Band. We did the what was it, Dance Central back at PAX East.
Yeah.
You guys weren't there, unfortunately. But
I saw the video.
Yeah, you saw the video. It would be interesting to get something like Rock Band like that going, though.
That'd be so fun. I love Rock Band. Like, what I was going to say is that we were, like, again, like, Dan's a pretty good drummer. And most of the songs that we play from, like, the current generation and everything like that come out really well. But this recently at Canadian Thanksgiving, we have Thanksgiving early. My girlfriend's parents were in town and we were all playing Rock Band, and they had some crazy 70s tracks that they wanted to play that I bought from the store, and just like we couldn't even do them. Like it was crazy how complicated,
weird,
ridiculous. Like there was no discernible pattern to the drums or like the guitar or anything. It was madness. It was pure madness, and that was the music of the time. So that's the power of 70s. Is Steve Downes can harness that power.
He can harness it
right at you.
The power of randomness.
The power of randomness.
Can summon power. The arcane power of 70s rock. Just blow it right into your face.
Yep. And you're like, wow, this is so random.
You're like, wow, why am I listening to terrestrial radio? Like,
that's true.
And if you're listening, Steve, no offense. We love you as Master Chief, and we will always love you as Master Chief.
I highly doubt that Steve Downes is listening.
Probably
this,
not, but just in case.
If he is, I just want you to know I love you.
I'm pretty sure Steve Downes has a Google alert that sets him up, so anytime anything about him is posted to the internet, he downloads and listens to it right away.
Yeah.
This is how you're going to get discovered, Brent. Steve is going to be like, that guy.
That like, guy. I know who I want to be my replacement when I die.
Yeah, so I heard we made a song at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's called like Requiem,
Planet.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But yes, Requiem awaits. So, you guys already kind of said where you started thinking about this song. Was there anything that kind of influenced you to write certain lyrics, or was there?
Yes.
Okay.
I
mean, other than Halo 4, of course, but like.
In the very beginning, I was literally just sitting in class and I was thinking about, as opposed to paying attention, just thinking about all these rap guys on YouTube that for some reason, more and more gamers are doing raps on YouTube. And, you know, some are mediocre, some, you know, there's some decent ones out there. And I'm like, you know what? Like, it's everyone's doing it now. Why not? Right? Just once. Just to say we did it. And I started writing lyrics.
Everyone's
right there,
doing
right then.
It.
I'm like, hey, it'd be cool to do this, just because, you know, apparently it's a thing to do right now.
Right.
Yeah, so I started writing lyrics. That was the initial influence behind it. But specific lyrics wise, it just all came relatively naturally. There wasn't much, to be honest, there wasn't that much thinking in terms of changing things. Like we really nailed a lot of our lyrics when we first came up with them. Like we'd be sitting there saying what logically comes next. We'd come up with a sentence or like look for a rhyming word and use that. But I felt like coming up with the lyrics was probably the easiest part of the entire process.
It was all pretty much nailed down in that first night at that party. I mean, it did take, it's like, damn, we were in your room for like 6 hours. Like it was a long time. So I showed up at like 8 and I went home at like 2 a.m. I think. So it was definitely a process.
This year, guys, is dedication.
Like, yeah, I think that like we kind of had a general idea, like we wanted to. Yeah, exactly. No, it's just you kind of have to, when you start something like that, you just kind of have to see it through. That was the thing.
There's a party.
Yeah, so
Halo.
Exactly. No, we definitely wanted different things. Like we kind of had some like general concepty stuff. Like, oh yeah, we want to talk about like campaign, and I was like, well, we should definitely talk about like campaign and war games. So that's like why my verse is more about war games. Versus more about campaign, and then like the bridge was kind of like the final verse where we kind of play off each other and stuff like that was sort of our like wrap up of everything, you know. So like we had some general ideas of like where we wanted to go. We pretty much wrote it all down in that first night.
Is he cutting out for you? Is he cutting out for you guys?
Yeah, a little bit. We can understand what he's saying though.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, you're like if you. I was wondering if you had like a US, Ethernet cable near you or something that you could use.
No, I don't have an Ethernet cable. You know where my office is. It's far away from other things.
Anyway,
it's fine. Yeah, it's there, but it's bearable.
It's bearable? Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can.
No. It works. Keep going.
All right. Well, yeah. Either way, like I mean, I'm pretty much done.
Okay.
We kind of had a general concept, but yeah, we kind of nailed it down. There's one line that I still really wish that had made it into the song that never did. But other than that,
which I don't know if we should reveal because we may use that in the future.
All right. I mean, it would be a Podtech exclusive, so I don't know if you want to do it here or...
Give Justin a Podtacular exclusive. Some of this... Steal it, Dan? Someone's going to steal my line? I'm not really worried about anyone going to steal it. I don't know. I'll keep it a secret, but it's a good line. It's a very good line.
Okay.
It's this.
Are you typing it? Do you see the beauty of that line, Justin? Do you see... How beautiful the different stanzas rhyme together. It's like
that's gold. That's gold right there.
It's good stuff.
It's okay. Well, we weren't going to say this, but our next track is going to be just us saying that over and over again.
Do it now.
Wow.
Don't wait. You got to get this stuff out quick.
Do a live rendition of it. MLG Pro Beat Case. LOL.
MLG Pro Beat Case. LOL.
MLG Pro Beat Case. LOL.
MLG Pro Beat Case. LOL. You have to get like real deep into it. You gotta like.
MLG Pro Beat Case.
You gotta go like all Nirvana on that.
Well, there's the exclusive,
Make
guys.
Sure they don't know the lyrics.
Thanks to Green Skull. There's the exclusive.
MLG Pro Beat Case. LOL.
Oh goodness.
What's funny is that now if we do another track, we will have to include that line. Like, we're gonna be.
I mean,
yeah, we're gonna see an album come out of Ready Up Live like the beginning of next year.
Yep, totally. Right. The good-ish, I guess, maybe not good for some people. The good news is that due to the success of this, there's no way we can't do another one. Like we have to at some point, whether that's
take your time.
Or
I mean, you're like the lonely island of Halo music at this point,
at
right?
At the moment, yeah.
With a single track.
Well, okay. There's some certain characteristics of Lonely Island which they haven't hit yet. And
well, I mean, they're not talking about jizz in your pants yet. But, I mean, that's coming, right?
Well, that was essentially like, I mean, if you look at my lyrics, they're essentially about jizzing in your pants over Halo 4. I mean, like on a very deep trying to convey.
Okay, that was a major cutout. You might...
Not the male form of it, but like the female, the one that is like, it's all mental, right? It's all in your head. It's not just rubbing up and grinding and stuff.
Oh.
It's all like cerebral, man.
Oh boy.
It's all up in your brain.
Okay. So let's kind of move from the lyrics and go to kind of the musical inspiration for this. So did you guys kind of lay this down on your own, or did you pull this from some royalty-free music, or did you pay for the beats? How did you kind of develop the whole underlying sound for the song?
Well, the background track is actually from $20beats.com, which is I found out, I've just been looking for some people that were doing raps and stuff, and I found them, and I was looking through the music. I want to find something good. And my biggest issue was that I had these lyrics in my head, and I had the chorus. The chorus was the first thing that never changed. The chorus never, ever, ever changed. Not once through the entire production of the song. So that was like one of the first things I wrote too. I'm like, it's very simple, but it was just catchy and fun. So that never changed. And that was the big part, was I wanted to find a beat that could actually make that chorus work, that really had a chorus section, and it wasn't just too rappy and not, because there's, Wrecking Waste definitely has this pop feel to it, and I was really wanted to find that in a song. So the fact that I stumbled upon the beat I did, I'm so thankful for that, because honestly, I don't think the song would have even really got much further, if at all, been made at all, if I didn't find that beat.
It's not a very complex beat either. It's
not, but it just worked so perfectly,
right,
with the lyrics, that I'm like, it's incredible that I found this. And not to mention the intro to the video, the fact how awesome it syncs up with Master Chief waking up.
Oh yeah,
every
that was
little sound is dead on, and that was complete coincidence, because I didn't even figure that out until I started editing. I'm like, okay, well, Wake Up John, it's got to be that scene where he busts out from the first trailer. And I realized I honestly was going to cut the first part of the song off. Me and Minolta both wanted to do that, because we're like, it's too long at the beginning, there's no lyrics, people are going to get bored. But when I realized how close that synced, I'm like, there's no way we can get rid of this intro. It's just way too cool.
Well, you guys must have spent like a lot of time on doing that whole video, and we'll get to that in a second here. But yeah, the music in there, it's very poppy. Not really too much dubstep. There's a lot of the kind of techno kind of style.
Not much dubstepiness, but there's definitely that
it's a techno
electronic-y feel, especially in the third verse. If you really listen to the third verse, it's very like whoa whoa whoa, like it's pretty cool. But it's not annoying, but it's neat.
It's a nice balance between techno and dubstep.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mention dubstep in it, but it's definitely a more, I will give it,
you don't have the NASA,
modern, definitely
okay,
more modern electronic.
Right. It doesn't have the big blah in it everywhere.
Not a lot of drops in this song, no.
Not that sweet wub wub wub.
Not that wub wub wub.
Wub wub wub.
But no, it just, and it fits really well with the rest of the song.
That was the thing, is that like, that when we were writing the song, I mean, what happened was that, again, Dan invited me over, and when we were writing all the lyrics, Dan had the first verse, but like not really solidified because he hadn't found the beat yet. And so we were listening to that beat once Dan had found it that fit with the chorus. We were listening to it over and over in his room, and we just kind of worked together on all of the lyrics. Like, he had some of the stuff that he had for the first verse, and so both me and him kind of arranged that together into what the first verse eventually became. And then, like, I started working on the second verse independently. But the thing is, the only things that I came up with were, like, I said, Pimp Out Your Spartan 4. We'd be on Infinity playing games like War. And, like, just, like, again, like, we just came up with a few lines. And then, like, Dan came in and said, oh, like, you should put this here, or, like, take out a syllable there. And we ended up, like, all the lyrics, there's no one writer to this song. Like, it's not like I just wrote my verse or Dan just wrote his. We worked on it together throughout the entire song, like, making it all work and figuring it all out. Like, we literally, I mean, we talk about doing a live version and stuff like that. The very earliest versions of the song were live. Like, literally, me and him sitting in his bedroom listening to the rap, the beat over and over again and rapping to each other to see how our verses and the different lyrics sounded.
Yeah, and then adding on to that, even in the, if you hear the song, there's a lot of little things that are thrown in there just to add a little flair to it. For instance, when he says, like, sick, and you can hear through the left speaker, you hear sick, like me going like that. And like little things like that. Or for instance, when I start my when I start the third verse where I go, let's go, Lasky, I said like throwing in a let's go, like the little things like that. And even like repeating some stuff in the last chorus, like all of those were pretty much the final touches. So little things like that, like either Jeff or I would throw in ideas. We'd be like, oh, you know, you can add a little extra flair here. So we just added in recorded stuff after it was pretty much fully recorded just to add a little extra personality to it. So there was a lot of it that was very collaborative, the entire thing.
Yeah, like even I think my favorite example of adding stuff after the fact was in the last chorus. We were trying to figure out the best way to like you kind of want to make it change or stand out, because the thing is the person's heard the chorus two times before, so the third time you want to make it a little bit different or make it stand out. And my favorite take, which I'm sure I still have somewhere, is I was just like, we should just do like some sort of talking, like in the final version of the song, you know, like you hear like we each kind of reinforce the chorus lines in there a couple of times at the end. And but there's a take that Dan did where he said something like literally after every part of the chorus, like it was like save Cortana, then Dan would come in, save Cortana, right? And like the whole time, the entire thing. But what came out of that was the final version where like we just cut out, we're like, okay, we like this one, we like that one, and like I threw in whichever one I do, I can't even remember right now.
Never look back.
Yeah, exactly. Like I threw that one in. Like I was just like, I should do something here, and I didn't even know, and I just stepped to the mic and just threw it out there, and it worked. It was good, right? And we added all that stuff afterwards, like a lot of the different flares and changes and everything like that. Even at the very end of the very last chorus, when we say you go do what you got to do, like us singing that along with, or like yelling that along with Sarah, was something that like we thought of very last minute. It was just another piece of flair we added to kind of make the song stand out. There was a lot of production phases. There was a lot of there's a lot of like
Well,
even Axios.
Oh, Axios took forever.
That was pretty cool.
Single part. Axios took so long. There's so many voices in there. Like we just did multiple takes to make sure it was fast enough. It was loud enough. It was like, that one took a long time.
Yeah, well, getting the timing on both the Axios was really tough, to get the timing just right on that, and then to make it really sound like a room full of people yelling it, when really it is just takes of me and Dan yelling the word Axios into the mic. So that was a lot of work to get that one right, the timing. And then the chorus timing was the worst.
I was gonna say the most difficult part of the entire song was the chorus. For some reason, like we had the entire thing essentially finished. Like it sounded great. Like it's very close to what it is now. And we would it's funny, our like listening studio, we went to Jeff's car because he has some good speakers in there. So we just went in there, cranked up the bass, and we just sat there, like closed our eyes and just listened to it. So we get the full experience, the full surround sound experience. I'm like, every time, the amount of times we walked outside, plugged into the car and listened to it and just came out saying, I don't know if I like that part. Play it again and we'll listen to that again. Like, it was a lot of listening and going, like, thinking it was the final take, thinking we're ready to release it, and then going, no, I don't like this. And then we'd argue. He'd be like, you know, first the Jeff would be like, no, that sounds good to me. Like, there's something there. We need to look into it. And we'd, you know, we'd change things. But the chorus timing, as he mentioned there, was for some reason, and it kept changing, the amount of times we tweaked that, of Sarah's voice on the chorus was either a little too early, a little too late, even by like a fraction of a millisecond, like the slightest little tiny, tiny movement, it threw it all off. It just sounded off and I couldn't put my finger on it. Like the average person might think it was okay, but both of us, we heard it. We're like, there's something not right there. So getting that right on took so much time.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the hardest parts, is the chorus timing and everything like that. And I also just want to speak to if there are any audio engineers listening or anything like that, just to let everyone know that when I was mixing this, I mixed it with monitors with flat frequency response. We did not mix it based on what was coming out of my car stereo, because I know that if anyone who's ever done audio mixing. Yeah, like it's very, very different. Like the listening in the car was more for timing and stuff like that, never for EQing or anything. That's something important that I want to say, because I feel like if anyone who's ever done anything audio related, like I don't want Marty O'Donnell to think that I'm mixing the song in my car. That would just be terrible. Not that Marty O'Donnell listens to this podcast either. Just to make you feel bad, Dustin. No one listens to your podcast.
Thanks. That's wonderful.
We've already established that Steve Downs isn't listening.
Yeah, you've so broken my chances
I've
of getting him
a
on
list
the show now.
Of people who don't listen to your podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go through this.
Let me see. Do you have time to read off over 7 billion names?
I don't have that time, actually.
Come on, we all know it's like 6,999,999,998 names.
Yeah.
Out of a population that's so that gives me what, about a good 10,000 people? Good 10,000 people.
I was going for two, but yeah.
You think only two people have been born since last August?
I guess that's probably true. I mean, I'm not having kids, so why would anyone else be?
Because everything should be around me, right? If you're not waiting.
Let's just put it this way. I know three people at work who are either pregnant or have recently had kids.
I feel like everyone I went to high school with has kids now. It's really weird.
I feel like everyone I've gone to college with is either engaged or married.
I still can't believe one of Greenskull and I's like personal friends in real life just got engaged, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was really, really weird. We had lunch with them recently. We actually had lunch with them and Sarah and everything because we were talking about the song, and they were like talking about their wedding plans and like the colors they're going to choose and everything like that. And I was just like, wow, I am not at that point in my life. And I think I'm older than them. I don't know how old Matt is.
Yeah, no, Matt's my age. So yeah.
Yeah. And I'm an old man.
It happens.
It does, but I'm okay with it.
It does. So we've talked about the lyrics. We've talked about the music part. Let's talk about the video.
The video is the worst part.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I'm sure because you guys mixed that very well. All the clips that you put in fit in line with just about every lyric that you put into that song.
Credit where credit's due here. Let's lay this out on the table right now. Okay. Dan did all of the video editing. I showed up and like I gave a few suggestions for my parts and stuff like that, and like I looked it over and everything, but Dan did like 99% of the work.
Well, and I was about to say the same thing. Like if there is a separation, because we did work together on all of it, if there is the little bit of separation is that Minolta handled the majority of the audio work. Like he was the audio technician, and I assembled the video.
I prefer the term producer, sir.
There you go. Sure. Yeah, but it was it was fun. It was definitely fun making, but tricky. I never had that many problems until actually pretty much Jeff's part was the hardest. Minolta's part was tricky for some reason because, for instance, when he was just listing off maps at that speed, getting clips that you could easily or relatively easily identify the map, clips that have even been released yet. So there was a lot of the footage in the video, which is funny. I got a lot of comments about it saying, like, how did you get these clips that came out like yesterday? I'm like, yeah, we worked quick. So it was, I'm using all this really fresh clips that just came out that day or whatever, or the day before.
Yeah.
For this video. But finding some of the stuff was, and making sure it fit perfectly. And then, I think the most interesting part of the whole video would be the Halo Reach scene, which is, find some Doritos, Mountain Dew, and Mickey D's. We were like, what are we going to do for this? Because I didn't want to dance on the line too much about using logos or product place or anything like that. So yeah, we're like, we can find all of these objects in Halo Reach, can't we? And so sure enough, we hopped on Reach, found a chip bag, found those vending machines, and found the like Moa Burgers place or whatever.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
All those to cover those shots, and I think that worked out pretty well.
That's very clever. So from inception to completion, how long or how many hours did you guys put into making this?
A lot. Oh. Let's see. We came up. I went to your house on Saturday, right, Jan?
Yep.
And then we released it on Tuesday. I want to say Tuesday or Wednesday. When did we release this earth-shattering, life-changing video? We released it on October 16th, according to YouTube.
That would have been Monday.
That's a Tuesday, yeah. So pretty much from Saturday until – and that was Tuesday morning, I think, right? That we came, or like Tuesday night. It was Tuesday night, actually, now that I think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much – and we didn't do much else in those times. So I would say pretty much 4 days straight of work.
That's not including the, I'd say, hour or so, just throw that of the initial lyric writing, right? The initial idea phase. Like there was a lot. There was a lot to it. We definitely logged a lot of time. I don't know if we could ever really figure that out, just because of how we worked on it and like how it all fit together. But something like 4 days. I always just say we did it quick, right? Coming up with this idea in class and then realizing it and making it this hit YouTube song within like 4 days was a pretty crazy task.
Well, you guys nailed it, to be perfectly honest. I think it's one of the best, like, quote unquote, Halo remix songs out there.
Well, one thing I definitely thought was kind of cool, seeing a Bryce, who is known for his Halo raps, send out a tweet, and he didn't even tag anybody in it, because I don't know if he even like knew their Twitters or whatever, but he sent out a tweet saying, man, every time I release a video, people are saying, oh, this guy's better, or oh, Ready Up Live's better. And I'm like, well, so I didn't even notice the tweet until I think it was Moa or someone sent it to me. He like forwarded that tweet to me. He's like, look, he took notice of you. I just thought that was pretty cool, taking and just be up there with the big guys that like Bryce.
It's very well done. So you deserve major props for putting that together. And you've actually been kind of in a lull of videos recently, or at least it seems that way.
Have we? Because I feel like we put out the most videos ever.
Huge batch, like
a billion
of Halo videos. I mean, I'm talking about like strictly Halo videos.
Strictly Halo, even it depends what Halo to you. Like, is the contest for a Halo 4 console strictly Halo?
I mean, what, like, if you, like, I think, yeah, because, I mean, really, like, Requiem Awaits, the How to Avoid Halo 4 Leaks video and the Halo 4 news recap came out all last week. And then this week, in the last 5 days, we released Glacier, the Halo 4 news recap, a Best Minecraft Seeds video, and the Halo 4 limited edition console. And because the bulletins come out, there'll be another Halo 4 news recap tomorrow or a day after that at some point. No,
okay, that makes sense. I guess my perception of time is just really whacked up right now with Halo 4. So close.
You and our subscribers, because don't worry, you're not the only person who says, why don't you put out more videos? It's pretty much the only thing we hear in the comments and everything like that.
Oh, so I mentioned to you this before, Dust. I wanted to talk about why I think Requiem Awaits is going to pick up more steam soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And this actually, some YouTube commenters actually came up with this idea. A lot of people were saying, you know, they really like the song and they were going to blast it at the midnight launch. So we decided, why not promote that idea? Why not?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we like literally a lot of comments were saying, they're like, yeah, I just want to blast it, make sure everyone's singing to it and stuff. So what we're going to do is this is kind of the official announcement here, I guess, because we haven't really talked about it that much, only in like a few YouTube comments or something.
Dun, 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 dun.
That we're going to make a video announcing it soon, like very soon, the next few days, I think, that anyone who takes a video of their launch lineup, playing that song, singing it, getting as many people in as they can, anyone who does that, films it, puts it on YouTube, and like sends it to me, they'll be featured in a future video. I'm going to make a compilation video of all those videos, as well as they will receive prizes. So we're going to encourage people. We encourage people to be blasting it at their launch lineups and get people singing along and film it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll see if I can take it to New York, because that's where I'll be.
Oh, do it up.
Nice, do it.
Bring out the boombox.
Imagine you could win Halo prizes, Dustin. Imagine.
Imagine. Think about it.
Think about all the things you could win.
So much Halo.
Yeah, no, we're actually, me and Dan are just right now, we're in the process of planning our own Halo 4 launch here in Lethbridge. And we've been talking to GameStop and everything like that. And they're going to be playing during the launch on the TVs. They're going to be playing the Requiem Awaits video in the store while everyone's coming out to pick up their game. So I think that's pretty cool. And hopefully we'll see a lot more people just doing it and singing the song and rapping along and everything like that.
I'm really hoping it works, because I think it would just be so cool to make a compilation video just to see, and not even just for the song, but for Halo in general, to make this compilation video of seeing all these launch lineups all around the world partaking in singing this song and blasting it. I think it'd be a really, really cool video. And again, not even for the song as much as like, wow, like this Halo community we have, just to see them all, you know, getting together and making these videos. I think it'd be really cool.
I completely agree.
So yes, blast that out of your launch lineup. Spread the word.
Spread the word, people.
Yeah, we'll put up a video in the next couple of days.
As
soon as we can. Yeah, and you'll just submit your videos as responses to our video, and that'll be how you will enter to win.
That'll be cool. Well, this podcast is coming out, or it will be released on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I don't know. I have to go.
I don't know what happened by then. It might be one day after that or so.
Yeah, okay. We might be able to shoot it tomorrow, Dan. I don't know. Depends on when I get back from Calgary.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But it'll be soon. Probably going to get it done this weekend. So.
Yeah, definitely this weekend.
Sounds good.
We'll do it up.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, the video or the song?
Yeah, I'd say it's up on iTunes now.
Just that's right.
iTunes, on Spotify, Xbox/Zune, What else is it on? Bandcamp. It's on
Google Play.
Literally any music service. Look, you might find it.
It's on Amazon.
I think it's on Amazon.
Is it? It might be.
We're literally on almost all of them. Like,
I mean, I know I get it for free with my RUL.
On Radio 5.
But
did you get it yet? I don't even know.
I haven't been over in the site in a while just because of me doing all the Halo 4 stuff. So I don't know how to get it. If it's a link over there or if I was supposed to get an email.
We know you're a premium.
Okay.
I'll send you a code.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. I just looked it up. MP3 albums, Requiem Awaits, featuring Sarah Weaver by Greenskull and Minolta 1034.
Awesome. You guys are hitting big.
We're all over the place.
Very nice. All right. That pretty much wraps up this show, guys. Again, you need to check out the video if you have not. If our discussions have not convinced you of going and watching the video, you're a hopeless case at this point, I think, to be honest.
If you've listened this long and you're like, nah, I don't want to listen, man. It's just whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, just give it a shot.
Something is wrong with you.
I think one of my favorite things about the song that I've seen in a lot of comments is a lot of people are like, well, I don't really like rap or hip-hop or anything like that, but this is amazing. Like, people are really into it.
The amount of comments, like, literally a majority of comments, people saying, I came in here expecting this to suck, and it was amazing. Like, a lot of people say that.
Which is why I'm kind of shocked that it still has under 100,000 views, and I would imagine that after maybe a month or so after Halo comes out, I would almost expect it to almost hit 1 million, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's completely possible, right? I'm intending on spreading it all over the place, especially when Halo 4, the day before Halo 4, and, you know, after the days of launch, I think...
I'll take it to MLG.
Bring it all over, man. Spread the word.
Do it. We still haven't heard back from Euphorics yet. That was one of the things that we wanted to hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to hear his opinion.
Yeah, we love Euphorics. He's a great guy and everything. We just we know that he was the one that did the Halo 4 rap with Bryce, right? And when we were tweeting about, when we were saying like, yeah, we're recording the Halo 4 rap, blah 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 blah. He was really like, yeah, I can't wait to hear it, you guys, you know, blah 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 blah. And we haven't heard anything from him since. So Euphorics,
he's been
if you're
busy.
Listening,
he's been
yeah,
busy.
No, I know he's been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll shoot him a message, see if he heard about it.
I'm sure he's
probably just gotten lost, just like everyone else has, with all the Halo 4 stuff coming up.
Yeah, my life is a blur of Halo 4 and sleep, mostly Halo 4.
I've had lack of sleep, just because I've been doing like overtime with like real work, and then for Halo, just putting out all these extra podcasts. Like, we're releasing 6 podcasts this week.
There's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. I feel very sorry for our listeners, because they're going to be sifting through about 6 hours worth of content.
Yep, that's a good amount. But like, they should listen to this content first, because this is the best content.
And it's only 3 minutes long. 3.5 minutes, something like that.
I was talking about this podcast, not the song, but also the song.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, that's a short podcast. Wow.
Like, your editing skills are incredible.
Impressive.
My editing skills are that of a ninja.
Fit 20 minutes of conversation into 3 minutes of podcast. Very impressive.
Willy Wonka of podcasting.
The Willy Wonka. Can we sing the Oompa Loompa song?
Oompa Loompa.
Doompa dee doo. I've got another puzzle.
Does Rick 1 awaits wait on you? I don't even know. I don't. Whatever.
I thought we were going to make it about Fontacular.
I'm not a lyrical wordsmith.
I've got another podcast for you.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Good job. Now we just need to expand on that.
Oh, boy. Are we going to make another Halo song? Oh, no.
No.
No, no. I'm gonna let Green Skull and Minolta and Sarah over here kind of bask in that light for a while.
That's good.
We are basking in it. I own like 17 gold chains now. I'm trying to get my teeth all
Are you all pimped out?
I have 17 pimp cups. It's crazy.
The amount of times I have used the line... We all put our pants on one leg at a time, but when I do, I make gold records. The amount of times I have used that line. It's great. It's fun.
I keep trying to explain to him what gold record means, but he doesn't get it.
I don't care!
So thank you, Minolta and Greenskull, for coming on and kind of give us a little history of Requiem Awaits. It's definitely something that you guys need to go listen to.
Word.
Thanks for having us and being awesome.
I have a good way to send out this podcast.
I think so.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Bible assault and designated martial rifles coming at you so deadly that you can focus. You will stifle every single breath you take. You're going to wish you had another. If you're bringing a controller, then you know you are my brother.
You're a dork.
You guys are awesome. Just saying. Although I will
and
say,
are you?
I will say I liked Minolta's verse better than Green Skull's.
I see how it is.
I win.
Sorry, I'm still Team Minolta all the way. Team Minolta all the way.
I come on your podcast.
I come on the podcast. I'm on it right now. We're both on the podcast.
I won't. I'm not coming on anymore. I'm gone.
I think we need a new contest to see who can do the chorus the best.
I would be impressed.
I think I won by default there. I think Sarah wins.
Yeah, but say.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but. Who can get second best?
Who can get second best?
Who can win the silver trophy?
No,
in this wonderful chorus line, Jen Taylor. Who can win the bronze trophy?
Who wins the bronze trophy? Who's the girl? What's the girl from? Who am I thinking of?
Oh yeah, no, the one, the girl from. The girl.
Yeah, that one.
That one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one.
I remember that one.
Do you actually have something, or are you making fun of me?
I'm just talking about the fact that 50% of the population is female.
All right, we should probably wrap up the show since
it
technically hasn't
ended
yet.
Wrap it before you cap it.
Wrap it up. All right, I want to say thank you again to Green Skull and Minolta for coming on. And you guys should go watch the video. It'll be in the show post that will be on our website, podtacular.com. So go check it out. It is awesome.
Don't forget to leave a comment about how awesome my part is and how much
my
better
part.
It is than Dan's.
My part. Ignore him. Buy it on iTunes, though. Do that.
Yeah.
Or other places.
Do it anywhere. Just search for Requiem Awaits. It'll come up. Just put it in Google.
Share it with your friends. Blast it up in that launch. Make a video. Yeah.
Coming on the Ready Up Live channel at youtube.com/ReadyUpLive. We also have a forum community at ReadyUpLive.com. Also, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace,
Orange
Juice, Apple Juice, McDonald's
orange
breakfast
juice
sandwiches,
again.
Orange Juice again, Fox.
Can I find it on GeoCity?
Carpet.
We have an Angel Fire account that you can put your credit card number in. We can't process any payments because it's 1996, but I dropped something.